Describe a place you visited where the air was polluted. Number one, is there more pollution now than in the past?
Yes, I would say so.
After the Industrial Revolution in the late 19th century, cities around the world filled with factories and power plants that emit greenhouse gases into the air, thus increasing air pollution. There is also much more air travel now compared to previous centuries, so that increases pollution too. Plus, humans are much more reliant on technologies that produce pollution now than in the past. 2. In what ways can air pollution be reduced effectively? Air pollution can be reduced in a number of different ways. Firstly, people can attempt to reduce their individual pollution levels by taking public transit or walking instead of driving. Secondly, countries can look into more green energy policies such as solar energy, wind energy, and hydro. These options are better for the environment than traditional energy from coal and gasoline. Factories can also play a big role in reducing air pollution by using more clean energy options. 3. Do you think the city is cleaner or dirtier than the countryside? Why? I think that the city is dirtier than the countryside because there is much more pollution in the city, including air pollution, water pollution, and litter. Cities have so many cars and buses moving through them, which creates a lot of air pollution. Besides, cities sometimes have contaminated water sources because there can be problems in the sewer system, whereas in the countryside, many people use well water. Finally, cities often have a lot of litter and garbage, which creates more pollution. 4. What can factories and power plants do to reduce pollutants? Well, air pollution is often associated with the burning of fossil fuels. So it seems to me that factories and power plants can reduce pollutants by turning to greener energy options, such as solar, wind, or hydro. Many power plants also choose to use nuclear energy in lieu of traditional coal burning because it reduces air pollution. I mean, nuclear energy does come with its own risks, but if done carefully, it can be a good option. 5. Do you think many companies have been forced to reduce pollutants?
Yes. I suppose that tons of companies have been forced to reduce pollutants by governments over the past several decades. Many countries have come together to make a plan to combat climate change, and reducing pollution is the first step to reversing or stopping the effects of climate change. One good example would be the electric car industry, which has skyrocketed in popularity. Car companies are forced to come up with an electric option if they want to stay relevant, because it reduces pollution. 6. Do you think wind has any effect on pollution?
How?
Yes, I think that wind affects pollution because it has the power to spread pollutants through the air. So if there is a city with a lot of air pollution, sometimes the wind can carry that pollution to surrounding towns and cities. This means that people who live in the countryside might be exposed to pollutants that they normally wouldn't have to deal with because of the wind. Overall, while I don't think that the wind has a huge effect on pollution, it does have some effect. Yes, go, 淘宝店铺原创。